Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, UnitedHealthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about UnitedHealthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
Wow!
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Ronald McDonaldson himself. Pete, how the devil are you doing today? What's going down?
I have got to take my car for its first MOT. I have never taken a car for an MOT before. I don't really know what it entails. Am I going to get taken advantage of? Are they going to insist that I change all of my oil? I'm just concerned. Yesterday, for the first time, I hit a car with my car. I backed into a big transit van, not a scratch on either, thank the Lord. It was rather my little. I rely on my little beeps, my little reversey beeps. But if you've got your car going forwards and you just let it roll down the hill a little bit, you don't get the beeps. The car doesn't want to tell you how close you are to the car behind it. So I gave a transit van a little kiss. But luckily there was nothing damaged. And that was me just moving my car. And it's out of MOT. It's out of tax or whatever. So I've got to go and take it for an MOT. Now, it would have been difficult. I mean, I guess if I'd have crashed there and done some damage, my insurance, I would have been in trouble because I wasn't technically insured, am I? I don't really know how it all works.
Your insurance is separate. I'm not coming to talk car insurance, although a good friend
of mine. Chris. It's all very new to me, mate, and you know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll give you some advice. A relative of mine crashed their car once. It was kind of their fault. They went round a corner and ever so slightly over the line. But they had a collision, and it turns out they thought they were insured. They thought the insurance had just rolled over like it normally does. But for some reason that year, the insurance hadn't rolled over. And after 20 years, they're still paying it off in monthly installments. So please make sure you're insured.
Fucking fuck.
But I've actually just got my car done as well. It's not in Japan, it's called a shaken, and it costs usually like $1,000 to do it. They take the car, they do lots of things to it. You have to do it every 2 years, but it's like substantially bigger and more expensive than the UK. The UK it costs like £50 to get your car checked, I think. Do you know how much it costs? I've done it in like a decade.
I think they're not allowed to charge you over £50, but I think I'm getting one for 35 or something like that.
It's really expensive in Japan, and the reason they do that is as the cars get older, luckily my car's still quite young. Making it sound like a child.
Quite young.
My Honda Fit is still quite youthful in its complexion. It's young. So the taxes are low and the shaken is cheap. But as your car gets older, the shaken can get like really pricey. Like my old car, the first one I ever had, this crappy Toyota Starlet that was well over a decade old. That was like two or three times the cost. And they do that because in Japan, obviously a big part of the economy is cars. Lots of cars. And they like people just getting new cars. They like people getting rid of the old ones. They get shipped off somewhere. And they like to get people buying new ones. So it's very clever. But also bloody expensive. And annoying. So I saw a really cool article this week, by the way. I say cool. It's not cool. It's awful. But I did a little post, It's kind of like our four-year anniversary of the Abroad Japan podcast this week. Yeah, applause. Put some applause sound effects in there. Make it sound better than what we just did. But there you go. What's that?
Beautiful.
It sounds like a car crash. What the fuck was that?
I don't know how to turn it off.
This is awful. This is what happened to your car yesterday. I did a post, stop having fun with sound effects. Get out. You're fired. I did a post, right? I was like, yeah, 4-year anniversary on all social media. And loads of comments were like, you have a podcast? You have a podcast?
Yeah.
Apparently, we don't promote it enough because we don't do it on YouTube. But anyway,
it's,
I was like,
hard,
well,
though, isn't it? That's what's good about our podcast. Everything in vision. They want everything in vision.
Our podcast is like Fight Club, isn't it? You don't talk about the Abroad Japan podcast. That's the first rule. And as it so happens, a news story came up about Fight Club yesterday. Have you heard in China, right?
Wonderful.
They've released Fight Club and they've adapted the ending where basically the perpetrators, I don't want to spoil Fight Club, but some shit goes down and so as a big dramatic event happens. And just before the event happens in the China adaption, some text comes on screen saying, the protagonist was captured by the relevant authorities and he went on to learn the error of his ways. It's just ridiculous. How can they do that?
And I heard that story and I read into it a bit. That's not even the best bit.
Oh, God.
But also at the end, it says that Tyler Durden, Tyler Durden. I can't. If you've never seen Fight Club, well worth a watch. It's one of those kind of like films that every lad around 18, around about the year 2000, was fucking obsessed with. I went to the cinema to see it 3 times.
Amazing
I am
film.
Exactly that sort of person. You Chuck Palahniuk kind of dickhead. But they basically say it's really hard to explain this without. If you've never seen Fight Club and you want to watch
Just
Fight Club,
the Brad Pitt
turn
character.
Off for 20 minutes, right? 20 minutes,
Don't
sorry.
Do that.
Turn off for 20 seconds. Turn off for 20 seconds and then skip forward. Tyler Durden, who is of course the alter ego, non-existing, alter ego of the main character, Ed Norton's character. They basically said at the end of the Chinese version that Tyler Durden went to psychotherapy and got better.
Oh my god! He's not even real. What the fuck?
Went to like saw a psychiatrist and got better. I was like, did you watch any of the preceding like fucking film? Good god!
I can't wait to see them go through all of David Fincher's films. What's Seven going to be? What's going to be Brad Pitt? What's in the box? Oh, it's the teachings of President Xi Jinping on
Can you
China's
imagine what
thought.
They'll do to, like, Tenet or something?
I mean, you know, I hate seeing artistic values desecrated.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to watch Fight Club and then actually try and do it in real life. I'm sure somebody has tried to do it, though, to be fair. But is that the best course of action? And a lot of people I read in China have actually seen Fight Club, just on bootleg movie copies, right? You can still get hold of these films. It's just not like broadcasted on TV and whatnot. But there you go. That's both unfortunate and pretty funny. I'm actually going to watch Fight Club tonight, I've decided now. I'm going to I want to watch a film in the bath. I've had a long week editing a Ken Watanabe documentary, and now I want to relax. Going to sit in the bath and watch Fight Club the way it was meant to be watched, the way it was meant to be experienced.
The problem
it reminds me of
Jared Leto, you're going to be looking at Brad Pitt with their tops off having a fight, and you're going to look down at your own belly that's popping out like an island in the bath, and you're going to feel sad about things. I'd be the same. I've got a big old belly. I'm not saying you've got a big old belly, but I say I've got a big old belly and it pops out the top like an island.
Go on. I've been going to the gym recently, and the tables have turned. I'm going to be the fit one soon,
exactly.
And you'll be the chubby one for the first time in 4 years of doing this. I'll be the handsome one, the fit one,
good.
With a good stomach. We got a story this week from Jess from PA, which is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Dear Chris and Pete, hello there. This is Jess from Pittsburgh. My husband and I have holidayed in Japan several times. Our second trip to Japan was a combined 21-day trip through Japan and South Korea, where I was actually born. I was hoping to avoid the fiasco of another plane for a simple hour-long flight to Korea, so I decided we should take the high-speed ferry from Fukuoka to Busan. I've always wanted to take that ferry. It's pretty cool. It's pretty small distance between Korea and Japan, right? Have you ever done it? I know you've been that neck of the woods.
I planned on doing it. I planned on travelling down by trade to Busan and then getting across. But in the end, we just flew and just had a weekend of Fukuoka. Cracking stuff.
Got drunk instead.
Yeah.
The story continues. We had not been to Fukuoka and had only heard of it via some random travel blogs. I booked a tiny room that was about a 1 kilometre walk to the port area. At 10 p.m, we ambled back to our hotel, still a bit buzzed from drinking. Our hotel was located on a quiet, dark street, so we tried not to be loud drunken foreigners. As we approached, we noticed a wooden dining chair set out in the street. Hanging off of the chair were doll babies and stuffed animals dressed in tea party wear. It had the vibe of some creepy old lady's house out of a Dickens novel. Good God. We laughed and decided to take some photos. After my husband snapped the last photo, we heard a person yelling. We looked up to see a big, brightly lit window, and inside of it was a woman standing behind a counter and three people sitting around it. We realised it what? We realised it was a tiny bar. The chair of oddities must have been the signage for it. Just then, one of the men jumped off of his stool, ran towards the door, yelling all the way. We were like, oh shit, let's get out of here. However, before we could move, he burst through the door, yelling, "Are you American? I speak English." By this time, everyone else was yelling and chasing after him, but he would not be deterred, still barreling towards us, yelling. Then the man screamed. Another man screamed, oh sorry, the mama-san, the owner, screamed, "Leave them alone," and jumped on top of his back. What the bloody hell's going on here? This finally got him to stop, and we all started laughing, except for the yelling man who still insisted that he spoke really good English, and that we should join them for some drinks. My husband was not so sure, seeing as how we were leaving the next day. But anyway, we joined them. We got to eat fish that the other salaryman had caught that day. We told him that we had lots of... we told him that he had the good looks of an actor, to which the owner declared that he was nothing and we should see her sons. What is this bar? This is ridiculous. She took out her phone, showed us photos of her sons, and they were, admittedly, rather good looking. The other person at the bar was a young woman who told me she was a Lolita girl. She then disappeared for 15 minutes and reappeared in full costume. Jesus Christ. At the end of the night, we asked for our bill, and she told us to give her just 3,000 yen, about $30, which was a steal for such a great night out. Fukuoka is now one of our favourite places, and we've decided to explore lots of Kyushu Island the next time we go back to Japan. Best regards, guys. Jess from Pittsburgh. That is just sounds like the most trippy, maniacal bar I've ever heard. I'm not surprised it's in Fukuoka, where people tend to be pretty like eccentric and crazy. What are your thoughts, Pete? Best bar ever, or something out of a horror show?
A lot of fun. One of my, as I always mention, Fukuoka is one of the best cities in Japan, and that looks like a lot of fun. Having a bit of fish that a salaryman caught the other day. I mean, do you trust a man to just? You might get mercury poisoning. You don't know where it's come from. It might be a bad fish.
Give a salaryman a fishing rod. And he'll get some trout to take back to a wacky bar.
Pissed.
I just can't. The image of this woman, the mama-san, like jumping on the back of this man who's just shouting. Yeah. It sounds like absolute fucking chaos. I don't think I've ever been to a bar that has been quite as dramatic or as insane as that. The craziest one I've been to is, of course, the frog bar, Kagaya Bar in Tokyo, with the guy who dresses up like a frog and does awful things to the customers. But that's kind of stage. That's kind of performance art. Although I use the phrase performance art somewhat lightly. This just sounds like absolute untrammeled chaos. And I need to go and find this place. Going to try and track this place down. If you know where it is, Jess, let me know. I'm going to go. Make a video. This is a wacky weekend video in the making. What have we got, though, this week in the news, in the world of news, Pete? What's going on? What have you got for
us? It's another banger. there's a man. He's 70 years old. His name is Kazuhara Okamoto, and he is in Aichi Prefecture. Where's Aichi Prefecture,
Nagoya,
Chris?
Basically.
Nagoya! I've got a cool game that we should play. Get pictures. There was a picture of the lead singer of Queen.
Freddie Mercury.
He's standing in front of a Japanese castle, and I thought, is that Himeji Castle? Where's he standing? Like archive pictures of rock stars standing in front of lesser known Japanese landmarks, and he was actually stood in front of Nagoya Castle, and I was like, that would be really cool. Like, give someone a picture, and they've got to figure out or speculate as to which particular landmark that is in Japan, because every band around about that time toured around extensively, and they've all got these kind of like, you know, they're all, you know, it's iconic people with iconic looks. Freddie Mercury standing in front of Nagoya Castle. I was like, I wonder what castle that is. And I looked into it, found out what it was using reverse image searches and all kinds of AI-based nonsense. Fun little game we'll play. Anyway, I'll stick it on Twitter or something maybe. Anyway, this guy, Kazuharu Okamoto, 70 years young. He is the president of a transportation company. He's currently recovering from facial injuries while also facing charges of reckless driving and assault after fighting 10 bikers.
10 bikers? Bloody hell.
January the 4th, he was driving in Handa City behind a pack of 10 touring motorcycle men. According to police, he became enraged from being behind the pack and he gradually decided to drive closer and closer to the rear of the pack of bikes. This upset the bikers, naturally, because it's dangerous, who confronted Kazuharu about his tailgating. We're not really sure how things escalated, but one thing led to another, and a 70-year-old man had a fight, a fist fight, with 10 motorcycle guys. Four men in the group, all of whom are said to be in their 40s and 50s, were arrested for breaking bones in Okamoto's face from punching him, but they all claimed that he swung first. And then a few days later, the police took this 70-year-old man into custody for assault because at the time, he just punched someone in the head, basically. So this guy, reviewing the footage on Okamoto's dash cam, basically charged him with obstructive driving, and also, we don't actually know what happened in the fight, but it just sounds very much like a lone senior citizen who was 70 years old took on 10 people at the same time, which sounds like a video game you might play on my arcade machine. A 70-year-old man just wanting to fight, scrap everyone.
Retired and, action hero. Bloody
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, like, it's incredible. But, yeah, they're kind of... it's just weird that a man who's 70 years young decided to take on an entire pack of bikers. It's not recommended at any age, one would say.
I, you know, these motorcycle groups, it's important to point out, it's not like a gang, not like a motorcycle gang. So just 10 people who enjoy their sort of weekend riding.
They've got their little bikies, haven't they? They've got their leathers. That's a bike gang for me.
they're harmless. They're nice people. I've got a few friends that just get out on their motorbikes. It's not like a bicycle gang. And to be fair, though it is impressive, I guess, that the 70-year-old man took on like an army of motorcyclists, he still did tailgate them, which I find to be the most annoying thing as a driver.
Oh yeah, it sounds like he very much was the aggressor in all of this. He's an angry 70-year-old man.
I mean, I get angry like when people tailgate me. I've got a friend who like slams the brakes whenever someone tailgates him, and it's not fun sitting in the car with him.
No,
because you have a heart attack when he does it. But like, it's I kind of get it, but. That's the story of the week, is it? Japanese Mad Max. Japanese
70-year-old man just kicking off, fighting bikers. Makes you feel alive, doesn't it?
People here in their 70s are still, like, pretty youthful. Like, we had a story about a year ago about a 70-year-old man who owned an orchard in Aomori, and a bear turned up and started harassing him and eating his apples. And he punched the bear in the face, to which the bear ran away. Don't get into a fight with anyone in Japan. That's rule number one, and it probably won't happen. Yep. But don't especially get into a fight with someone who's 70 years old, because they're ruthless. They can take on a bear. They can take on a motorbike crew. Yeah. Don't do it. Be careful, especially in Nagoya. It's a rough place of rough place indeed. I mean, I still haven't seen after 10 years. I've still not ever seen a physical altercation. I've never seen anything like violent here, which I find extremely encouraging.
It's so rare, isn't it?
Well, when I go back to the UK, I see something every 10 minutes, like something going on, someone being threatened. It's nice. It's my favourite thing about Japan, to be honest. Like, people are not... The closest I've come, I was in Shinjuku walking in the rain with an umbrella, and a guy was sort of walking past me, and my umbrella hit his umbrella rather violently. It wasn't like intentional, but they hit, and he turned around and he said, "What are you fucking doing with your umbrella?" He said something really angry, and I went, "Ugh," and just carried on walking. But he looked like he wanted to murder me. So be careful. Don't bang your umbrella into anyone. That's the one situation.
Bang your umbrella into people, and then you kissed. And then you
in the rain.
It just sounds like the start of some kind of romantic comedy, Chris. You went to a love hotel and kissed.
We all lived happily ever after. Yeah. We'll be back with the fax machine and your stories and questions, guys, in just a moment.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back with the fax machine. What have we got this week from our listeners, Mr. Donaldson?
Oh, fax machine, what have you seen? We got an email from Syed. Hi, Creator Chris and Podcasting Pete. I'm from Singapore. Is it rude to refer to an elderly with grandma or grandpa in Japan? And what other smaller forms of etiquette foreigners like myself could keep note of when conversing with people again in the future? Have a great one. Stay safe. Thank you for reading. Syed. Grandma, grandpa, is that rude in Japan?
I mean, Oji-san is often used to refer to like an older person. I guess it kind of means uncle, because there's Oji-san and Oji-san. But like, you know, you'd say like Oji-san means like older person. So I guess in that regard, you would do it, you'd do it. You tend to do it more for like guys than... You tend to do it more for like grandfather, uncle than grandmother.
Yeah.
But for me personally though, I wouldn't really use it. The trick in Japan is to try and use the person's name or to not use the subject at all, right? You know. So that's the trick really. Just either say the name of the person or just try and ignore the subject entirely. The actual like he, her, him, whatever. It's one of the benefits of Japanese, right? That the sentences are just so simple. Mm. You know, you don't say like will you go? You just say like ikuru. And that can be like are you going? Will you go? I love it. It's simple, but it's also bloody confusing. If you don't pay attention to the conversation, you're in a group, it can get chaotic very fast indeed. We've got one here from Jake from California. It says, salutations, Crete and piss. What's going on with these? What's going on? While in the West, the pastime of sharing jokes around a meal or campfire is common. I can't say that I've ever heard a Japanese joke. What's the funniest Japanese joke that you've ever heard? With care, Jake from California. I mean, I don't know actually. What is the funniest joke? Have you got any ideas, Pete? You got any examples?
No, I really haven't.
I'm looking at jokes either.
I'm looking at jokes for us online.
Jokes for us.
Yeah. No, it's just. I mean, it's just very much that they're just all racist, aren't they? Really? I've gone to the racist page. You see?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking up some as well, and. They're a little bit dodgy. There's some puns, but no, not really. Like
do
it's
like
more like
pun.
Word.
They do like dad jokes and puns, don't they? Really, yeah.
They do love a good pun. I'm trying to think of what's this pun. I like skiing. Ski ga ski.
I like skin. Yeah. There's nothing funny about that. Except they just sound the same. Yeah, no, the answer's no, we have nothing. Honestly, that's... It's just... No. No.
Yeah.
I mean, most Japanese comedies like situation-based, where it's people like breaking stereotypes, like the wise man who's being a bit of a buffoon or something like that. Like, Japanese comedy, I've not cracked it. I just don't understand it. Do you? Do you get it? What do you know?
I'm looking at one here. Japan falls into the sea and makes a splash. So Japan, Japan is like the onomatopoeic sploosh. So Japan falls into the sea and Japan makes a splash.
This is awful.
Unless you're really across the Japanese language, it's very difficult. Oh, did you see that somebody, speaking of not really jokes, but more of a more of a lovely dream, Ikutree on Twitter, having the weirdest dreams at the moment. Last night I dreamt that Pete Donaldson died in a skiing accident because he skied and drank. Took one too many swigs from the bottle and disappeared under layers of snow. Chris was very upset, tried to frantically dig him out. 41% on Dream Tomatoes.
Ski gar ski. I mean, people often send me their dreams and they're very like vivid and unpleasant like that.
And personal. Is it a premonition? About dream stories, they're always a little bit boring, aren't they? Unless they're short and sweet like that one. Yeah.
A good friend of mine always tells me his dreams and it's like, I dreamt we went to a bar in Tokyo and we had a whiskey. And I'm like, that's probably just a memory, isn't it?
That's just fine, rubbish. Really.
Where's the excitement? Where's the... Yeah. I want some exciting dreams. If you've had an exciting dream about Pete or I, let us know. Let us know in the comments. We've got one last question here from Laura, who says, hey there, guys. My name's Laura, and I'm currently working in a COVID ward here in Brazil. Keep up the good work, Laura. You're doing great work. I hope it's not been too crazy these few months. I was planning Brazil to go to Japan this year. Yeah, as a celebration for my 30th birthday, but now I'm not so certain that'll be possible. I've got a question for you, though. How does healthcare work in Japan? Does it have free universal healthcare like the UK and Brazil? Take care of yourselves, guys. Laura. Healthcare in Japan, it's kind of like paid for by your employer. Or if you don't have an employer, you pay a certain amount every month from your earnings. Basically like health insurance, I guess. And then when you have a problem, if you go to the doctor, I think 75% of it's covered by those insurance payments, right? So it's kind of like the UK, maybe not as favourable as the UK, but then maybe it is, because we have national insurance, don't we, in the UK? So, yeah, I guess there is sort of universal healthcare in Japan. You will have to pay a bit, but luckily the insurance covers most of it and takes care of the horrible stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of encouraging. Generally, the healthcare here is pretty good. And the hospitals and the doctors, the hospitals are really nice and the staff always really good as well. Unless you go to a dodgy clinic, like I did when you have health problems and I went and had an endoscopy in a place that was clearly not very good at doing endoscopies. And I talked about
it. Parlor?
It was awful. That clinic has since shut down. I wonder why.
All right.
They did like an endoscopy on me in like a broom cupboard, and then they were so incompetent they forgot to put paper in the printer, and so half the photos they took weren't printed out, and it wasn't anywhere. It was like shot and printed off in real time. I remember he pulled it out of my mouth, this camera, while I was fully awake, and his face just dropped when he realised the printer was out of paper, and that he was like, he sort of looked at me as though I'd have to do it again, and I was like, no, I'll take my chances.
I
talked about it at length in a video called 12 Reasons Not to Move to Japan, so go and check that out. I talked about the excruciating misery I went through in that video. Chris. Never again, hopefully. Keep the stories, questions, comments coming in to abroadjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back, guys. Do it all over again in the week. Can't talk. I'm just traumatised by the endoscopy.
Sorry, mate.
We'll be back to do it all over again later in the week. But for now, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world, have a great few days. We'll see you right back here on the Abroad Japan Podcast later. Not in the week. Not now. Later in the week.
Bye.
Bye.
Just say bye. Coffee.
Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.